A former high-level State Department official has been arrested for concealing a trip to Taiwan last September. At that time, Donald Kaiser was the deputy to Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian Affairs James Kelly. Kaiser's trip allegedly included a meeting with a Taiwanese intelligence official. The FBI filed an affidavit in federal court yesterday. It indicates Kaiser also met in the Washington, D.C. area several times this year with Taiwanese intelligence officials. The affidavit says they exchanged documents. More from NPR's Vicki O'Hara.
The case involving Donald Kaiser, a career Foreign Service officer with a top secret security clearance, is extremely sensitive. The U.S. does not have diplomatic relations with Taiwan, and a visit to Taipei by a senior State Department official would be highly unusual and could disrupt U.S.-China relations. According to the FBI affidavit, Kaiser's former boss, James Kelly, says Kaiser never asked him for permission to travel to Taiwan, and that if he had, the request would have been denied.
There was an arrest yesterday afternoon. Charges were filed in the court for the Eastern District of Virginia in Alexandria. And the matter is still under investigation. The FBI is working on it.
The FBI affidavit does not accuse Kaiser of espionage, but it does say that Kaiser went to Taipei on a three-day side trip while on official State Department business in Japan. Kaiser was reported to have met in Taipei with a 33-year-old woman who works for Taiwanese intelligence. Kaiser did not report the trip to the State Department, the affidavit says, as is required of someone with a top security clearance even for personal travel overseas. David Lampton, director of Chinese Studies at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, says that any travel to Taiwan gets very careful scrutiny. Because of the 1978 communique that normalized U.S. relations with mainland China and broke relations with China's rival, Taiwan.
One of the aspects of the normalization communique is that the United States and Taiwan would maintain only unofficial relations, which meant that the United States was going to officially recognize as the sole legal government communist China, mainland China.
Lampton notes that Beijing jealously monitors all aspects of diplomatic protocol in its relations with Washington and easily takes offense.
Taiwan is such a volatile issue in Chinese politics and has such implications for the survival of the Chinese leadership. They have to hold the American feet to the fire as they see it on this unofficial relationship between the United States and Taiwan.
Asia analysts who have known Donald Kaiser during his long and apparently distinguished career in U.S.-China policy expressed shock at his arrest. But this is not the first time he's come under a cloud. In 2000, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright suspended Kaiser from a job in the State Department's Intelligence and Research Bureau because of a security lapse involving a missing laptop. During Kaiser's court appearance yesterday, the State Department employee was asked to surrender his passport and then was released on $500,000 bond. Kaiser faces a preliminary court hearing on October 13th. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.